I'm Alexandra Detrolio. Speaking to Jesuits from Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, Pope Francis stated he believes God wants the Church to change and be cleansed of clericalism. The Pope said Catholics need to help the Church in its journey of, quote, deep spiritual renewal. The same day he spoke to the Jesuits, Pope Francis also stopped to pray at a monument dedicated to the 40,000 Jews in Vilnius, Lithuania, that were killed by the Nazis. He also visited a former jail and execution center that had been operated by the KGB. A suicide bomber attacked a NATO convoy near Afghanistan's capital of Kabul, killing 2 civilians and wounding 3 civilians and 5 Czech troops. In another incident in Afghanistan, this time in Kandahar, the city's police chief and 2 province officials were killed when some of their guards turned their guns on them and American troops that were present at a high-level security meeting. The commander of U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan, General Scott Miller, was present at the meeting but was not hurt. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for both attacks. Social media giant Facebook has set up a, quote, war room to combat fake accounts and news stories ahead of elections not only in the U.S. but abroad. The room uses an artificial intelligence system the company set up to find, quote, inauthentic posts and behavior of its users. Over 20 teams coordinate a total of over 20,000 people whose sole functions are to block fake accounts, fake news, and other violations. The company has also hired fact-checkers, including the Associated Press, to look over news stories that are posted. The, quote, war room is being credited by Facebook with helping to purge over 1.3 billion fake accounts and hundreds of troublesome pages in the last year. The Synod of Bishops explored the theme of digital media in the Catholic Church. Paolo Ruffini, prefect of the Dicastery for Communication, said that one of the discussions centered on how the Church can better use social media and the idea of digital pastoral care since so many young people are on social media and their phones. Bishop David Tenser of Iceland stated that the digital age has helped his diocese immensely. Iceland's one diocese spans almost 40,000 miles, and technology has allowed catechism to be taught over Skype and has been more effective in getting children to read the Bible because they can download it onto their phones. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericanMagazine.org.